This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. French police shot and killed the gunman suspected of killing three people late Tuesday at a Christmas market in Strasbourg. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, more than 700 officers have been hunting Sherif Chikot since the attack, which also injured 13 people.
Cet individu correspondait au signalement de la personne recherchée depuis.
The French interior minister says police were using helicopter surveillance and teams on the ground when they spotted a man who matches the description of the 29-year-old gunman.
Et on neutralisait l'assaillant.
He says when they tried to stop him, he turned and fired at police who shot back, killing the man. The suspect, Sherif Chikot, is described as radicalized. He allegedly killed three people, opening fire in a Christmas market after shouting out in Arabic, "God is great." I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also in France, the French government now expects a 2019 budget deficit of 2.5% of economic output, excluding the one-off impact of transforming a payroll tax rebate into a permanent cut. The budget minister announced on Tuesday before President Emmanuel Macron announced concessions to anti-government protesters. The government had previously expected a deficit excluding one-offs to 1.9%. Speaking before Parliament, one of the ministers said that the concessions announced Tuesday by Macron would amount to 10 billion euros, including the canceling of energy tax hikes already announced last week. In Italy, they are also dealing with budget issues. The Italian government has offered to lower its deficit target for next year, according to the prime minister. Spoke to the European Commission declaring good progress. This is VOA. U.S. Senate Thursday dealt a historic rebuke to Saudi Arabia, a longtime U.S. ally, passing a resolution to end American support for the kingdom's military intervention in Yemen's civil war and another measure condemning the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After hours of passionate debate, senators voted 56-41 to approve the first resolution. Moments later, they adopted the second resolution by a voice vote. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said the votes were intended to send a message.
We will not continue to have our military posture dictated by a despotic, murderous regime in Saudi Arabia.
In both cases, the chamber acted in defiance of the Trump administration, which has strenuously argued against a rupture of cooperation between Washington and Riyadh. A Russian woman pleaded guilty Thursday in Washington to acting as a Kremlin agent to conspire to build ties with conservative groups in the U.S. and infiltrate the Republican Party. AP correspondent Mike Balsamo reports that Maria Butina had been accused of working with people suspected of being employed by Russia's intelligence agency.
Butina was accused of gathering information on American officials and political organizations at the behest of a Russian official who had been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prosecutors say Butina had worked to create back-channel communications using her ties with the NRA to get that information to the Russian official.
Butina faces up to 5 years in prison and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing February 12th. She could be deported to her homeland of Russia after serving prison time. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has unveiled the Trump administration's new strategy toward Africa, saying U.S. interests and priorities must first come first in all dealings with the continent. Bolton outlined at the strategy in a speech Thursday to the conservative public policy organization, the Heritage Foundation in Washington.
Under our new approach, every decision we make, every policy we pursue, and every dollar of aid we spend will further U.S. priorities in the region.
Part of Bolton's speech dealt with China, which has invested tens of billions of dollars in Africa during the past decade, much of it on large-scale infrastructure projects. Bolton said China makes African nations captive to its demands by using big loans or bribes, as he called them, along with opaque agreements. I'm Lori London. VOA News in Washington.